There is nothing more crucial to the strength of a structure, a building, especially something like a skyscraper, than how firm a foundation that it rests upon. Nothing is more crucial to the strength of a building than its foundation. And I've often mentioned how my grandfather, when he retired and built a home on a hillside overlooking Seattle, my grandfather, who was a geologist, who had his Doctor of Geology, his PhD, from the University of Zurich in Switzerland, how when he went to build his house, walked up and down this hillside with a bunch of vacant lots and chose one that he could build his house upon bedrock. And he knew that Seattle, along with many other cities of the West Coast, are earthquake-prone areas. And that house would be shaken, and it has been since 1960 when it was built, many times. But the house has no cracks in it. It has endured all the storms over the decades because it has the right foundation. I'll have to tell you that I am somewhat enamored by sandcastles. I mean, I love to make them. I'm glad I have grandchildren now that I can make sandcastles with. And you can just let your imagination run wild. But I am completely amazed at those professional sculptures, sand sculptures, that are made that look so real. when they build a castle out of sand, you would swear the foundation and the rocks that they have chiseled in there are solid. And yet it's nothing but sand. And there's a lot of things in this life that will seem like they're secure and they're firm and they're good material to build your life upon, but in the end, when the storms come, they'll just crumble. They'll just crumble. I never thought I would begin a sermon with a quote from Beyoncé. And if you don't know who she is, don't worry. If you do, I think I pronounced her name right. There's a song that she helped write called Sandcastles. And one line says, "We built sandcastles that washed away." And that's exactly right. If you're not building your life on the right foundation, they're just going to wash away. They're not going to last. Well, turn with me to Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. Those few verses are actually printed on the sermon outline that you would have in your bulletin. So you want to just grab that, you can, or turn there in the scripture so you can get an overview of all of what is called the Sermon on the Mount. I like to call it the Message on the Mountain. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. And Jesus talks about having the right foundation. Jesus said, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." Heavenly Father, these are the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. And help us to hear those words. But Lord, give us grace that those words would not just simply go into our brain or in one ear and out the other, but Lord, that they would grab hold of our hearts and that we would hear them and, as Jesus said, do them. Apply them in our life. Put our faith and trust in the one who is the rock. For we pray this in his name, the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The message on the mountain. The message on the mountain begins in Matthew chapter 5. And it says this, "Now when Jesus saw the crowds, the multitudes that had been following him as he preached the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness," as it says in chapter 4. When he saw these multitudes, these crowds, it says he went up on the mountainside and sat down. And it wasn't because he was tired that he sat down, but sitting was the posture of the rabbis, the teachers of that day when they were going to impart truth. It says his disciples came to him and he began to teach them. His disciples are learners. They're ones who have committed themselves to following Jesus and learning the truth that he would give to them. And today we want to look at how we can have a rock-solid faith by hearing the words of Jesus and applying them to our lives. A rock-solid faith. Jesus gave an illustration of two different types of builders. One who was wise and one who was foolish. And I don't like using the word moron. That's become sort of politically incorrect word to use, but it's the word in the Greek language, moros, which can be translated moron. We shouldn't be moronic about ignoring what Jesus said. Jesus gave the illustration of these two builders, one again wise, the other foolish. They both built houses. They both had the same storms come against them. They both had to endure the same disasters, as it were, but one stood and one was a total wreck. And that's a picture of life itself, that we're all going to endure storms and the furies and trials of life, but some will withstand those storms and some will be destroyed by them. And the storm that will determine our ultimate fate is not the difficulties in this life, but the fact that all of us one day will have to stand before the one who created us, stand before the one who will be our judge. The Bible says that we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And on that day, it will be judged whether we've had a right foundation or a foundation built on sand. The ultimate test of our lives is going to be when we die and stand before this one who gave us this teaching. And so a rock-solid faith, the kind of faith that will get you through this life and will allow us to stand firm in the presence of our Savior, Jesus Christ, is a faith that has its foundation, first of all, on a rock-solid person. Faith is only as good as its object. That means, what are you putting your faith in? In the wintertime here, of course, the ice covers the rivers and the ponds, and you might have a lot of faith that ice may hold you up. When we lived in Michigan, there was a lot of people that went out and did ice fishing on Lake St. Clair. And the people that drove their pickup trucks or snowmobiles out onto that ice had a lot of faith that ice was firm enough to hold up that truck or that snowmobile. But every year, a few pickup trucks and a few snowmobiles end up at the bottom of the lake. Every year. You read about that because somebody had a misplaced faith. Maybe it was getting to be later in the year, or maybe it was too early in the season. They thought that they had plenty of faith that ice would hold them up, but their faith was in the wrong thing. But you can also have no faith in something that is very dependable. The ice can be 6 feet thick and hold you up, but you maybe have a shaky faith. I don't want to go out on that ice. And many people won't put their faith in Jesus Christ, the one who's truly dependable. They just won't. No, I can't put my trust in him. I can't trust him for my life now or for eternity. So a rock-solid faith begins with putting your trust in a rock-solid person, and that's Jesus Christ. And over the centuries, he's proven himself to be true. He's proven himself to be faithful. He is the one who came from heaven and left all of the glory of heaven. The Bible says, for our sake he became poor, so that through his poverty you might become rich. You can trust that kind of person who gave up all the glory of heaven to walk this earth and to suffer and die for you. He's a person who has already proven his love and care and concern for you. You can put your faith in the one who Scripture literally calls the rock. In 1 Corinthians 10:4, it says, and the rock was Christ. The rock is Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul says, according to the grace of God that was given to me, like a skilled master builder, and the Greek word is literally architect, like a skilled architect, I laid a foundation. And no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. He's the only solid rock foundation to base your life on. And if you want to have a rock solid faith that's going to get you through life, you've got to put it in the right person, the one who is the rock, Jesus Christ. Jesus came to show us what God is like. Jesus is God. God come in the flesh. And back in Isaiah 26, verses 3 and 4, God makes this promise to the prophet Isaiah, you will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, that is, steadfast, set firmly like on a rock, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord your God is an everlasting rock. He's the foundation. So put your faith in somebody rock solid. Now, Jesus may or may not be, in this world, a rock star, right? Back when I was your age, they came out with a musical, Jesus Christ Superstar. He may or may not be considered a rock star in this world, but he is the only rock that you can build your life upon. So trust in Jesus Christ. Trust what he's done for you, that he has paid the ultimate price to forgive your sin and give you the hope of eternal life by overcoming death itself. The second thing is you got to have a rock-solid truth. The only firm foundation for a rock-solid faith is rock-solid truth. Now, in our day and age, and you may learn this in school or other places, especially in colleges, the word truth, if it's in a professional journal, it often has quotes around it, which means that a lot of scholarly people today think there is no truth. And the reason they think there is no truth is because they don't know the one who is the truth. Jesus said, I am the truth. And so if we don't know Jesus, we don't have the truth. But we need to understand that the words that Jesus spoke, and Jesus said, whoever hears these words of mine and puts them into practice, does them, is a wise man. Whoever hears these words of mine and ignores them is a foolish man. And there are people that may call you a fool for following Jesus Christ. But I'd rather hear the world call me a fool than to one day stand before Jesus and have him call me a fool. Jesus said the ones who aren't going to believe these words, who aren't going to trust these words, is a foolish person. We're foolish not to hear the word of the one who came from heaven for us, demonstrated his love for us. We're going to be foolish if we don't hear those words and seek to respond to them. And that brings us to the third point. Not only do we need to have faith in a rock-solid person, not only do we need to have our faith in rock-solid truth, we need to have our faith in rock-solid strength. Rock-solid strength. The fact is that as you hear the words of the message on the mountain, if you were to take that message and take it seriously, it might drive you to despair. You'd think, well, who could live this way? It's impossible. And the fact is, it is humanly impossible to keep Jesus' words in Matthew 5, 6, and 7, the words that these are the conclusion of that message. But Jesus said, if you hear these words and put them into practice, how can we put words into practice that are really too hard for us to do? And it could drive us to despair. But the fact is, we were never to live out this kingdom living that Jesus is talking about. We can never keep these words in our own strength. We can't do it. It takes a rock-solid strength that we don't have. We don't have it. But Jesus does. And the Bible tells us that God gives to those who respond to his message, gives to those who hear the words and seek to put them into practice, he gives this kind of strength. Listen to Ephesians chapter 1, verses 18 to 20. The Apostle Paul prays that the eyes of our heart would be enlightened. That means that God would turn the light switch on in our hearts so that we may know what is the hope to which he has called us, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might, the might that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places. It's that kind of power that we're going to need to have a rock-solid faith. We can't respond to these words and do them on our own, but God will do it for us, through us. What is that going to take? First of all, it's going to take repentance. If we go back to Matthew chapter 4, if we look back at that chapter, Jesus is preaching the good news of the kingdom, and the very first thing he says is, repent. Repent and receive this good news. Repentance is turning from our way and turning to God's way. It's saying, God, I can't do this, but I know you can do it. It's living our lives not self-sufficiently, thinking that I can do it, but living our lives and surrendering them, giving them to God, to Jesus. We can't do this. And so a rock-solid faith has its foundation on a rock-solid person, which is Jesus Christ, on rock-solid truth, and the Word of God is truth. The world will tell you many things that are true, but God has already told us what's really true. And if anything else that you learn doesn't match up with this book, you're going to have to question it, because this is the truth. And finally, on a rock-solid strength, not our own strength, but on the strength that God gives us. When God speaks his word, and Jesus is God, and so when Jesus speaks the word, and all through the Sermon on the Mount, this message on the mountain, he talks about many things in there. Go through and read it all. On that message on the mountain, when Jesus speaks a word, when God speaks a word, with the word and the command comes the power to do it. He doesn't speak a word without giving you the power to respond to it. Okay, so that's the strength that's in God. It's in the power of the word, and the word then becomes a means of grace, a channel of God giving his grace. And grace, as well as it meaning God's favor toward us, also means God's strength that he gives us. Not that we deserve, but that he gives us. And finally, we need to understand that a rock-solid faith produces a rock-solid life. Jesus said, my words are life. My words are life. And when we hear his words and take them and believe them and by his strength live them out, then God gives his spirit to help us but he also gives us and fills us with his life, a life that will give us an abundant life now and an eternal life to come. Trust in the rock who is Jesus Christ. Build your life on him, and no matter what we encounter in life, even to the very end, even when we encounter death, we know that it produces a life that will stand, not just now, but forever. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for what you have done through Jesus Christ. And we pray, Father, that you indeed would cause all of us to put our trust in Jesus Christ for our salvation, for an abundant life now, and for an eternal life to come. Thank you that through Jesus you've forgiven us. Thank you that through Jesus you've given us the truth and set us firmly on a rock. And Father, may we take our stand on that rock solid truth, on your rock solid strength, based on a rock solid person, so that we can live that rock solid life. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.